5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Obviously, I do not have to tell anyone that that is not the correct time. Oh no, the actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And right about now is when we drink the tea. So I open the teapot, I pour the tea. Oh, doesn't that look yummy? Yes. Yes, it does. And the next thing we wonder is, what kind of tea are we drinking? Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, my goodness gracious. It's Dahong Pao. Of course it's Dahong Pao. I was drinking Dahong Pao yesterday, so I'm drinking Dahong Pao today. And I like it. It's so delicious. Huh. Yeah. Perfect tea for such a relaxing morning. Or whatever time it is. Yeah, I don't know. I just like drinking tea. But I know that there's some of you, my loyal committee members, who have been listening for the last couple of days, who are now saying, Tobe, how could you possibly be having a relaxing morning with all that construction going on outside your house? Well, there's no construction today for whatever reason. Oh, there was lots of construction yesterday. Oh, yeah. They poured concrete all the way up to my property line, and then they started... No, they didn't. They tore up the rest of the street all the way and refilled the hollow part of the street, and they put in some rebar, and then they stopped. That was about 6 p.m. last night. And there's nothing going on now. There's no construction noise. There's no jackhammers. There's no pile driver. There's no nothing happening on. There's no trucks driving up and down my street. So I slept rather well. I couldn't believe it. And I don't know what's going on. I still don't know what's going on, but I'm assuming that they didn't do anything today because of weather. It was nice and warm yesterday. It's back to being a little bit cold. It's going to get super cold tonight. And apparently we had a storm, or they thought there was going to be a storm. Apparently a storm blew through. There was a little bit of snow. We've got a light dusting of snow, but that's about it. It was nice last night. When did I go to the store? I went to the grocery store after 7 p.m. It was dark, but it was still well above freezing. It was 10 Fahrenheit degrees above freezing. It was at least 42. And so I went to the store and I got a couple things. Don't even remember what I bought. Oh, yeah, I do. I ended up buying more stuff than I thought I... And I don't know what got into me. I got some more hamburgers so I could have some hamburger steaks. And I got some lettuce, and that's what I'm going to have for lunch today. I'm going to have a big salad and a hamburger steak with some onions and mushrooms. I'm going to be so yummy. So that's my big food plan for today. Seems like I bought some other stuff. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I got some more tomato sauce, and I don't remember, it doesn't matter. This is not Grocery Shopping Channel. No, it's not. This is the Tea Drinking Channel. I mean, come on. What were you expecting? I'll tell you something, though. Yeah. I got a song stuck in my head. And no, we are not going to listen to it. This is going to be one of those rare cases where I have a song stuck in my head and we're not going to listen to it to get it out of my head. No. Oh, good tea. Why? What song is stuck in your head, Tobe? Oh, you know, that's that famous hit song, That Thing You Do, by the Oneaters, actually written by Tom Hanks. Good Da Hong Pao. Yeah, so I watched that movie last night. I'm not sure what got into me. What time was it? It was about 10:30. I had nothing to do. I didn't feel like watching anything in particular. And I was scrolling through some suggested viewing. And that popped up. That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks movie starring Tom Everett Scott and Giovanni Ribisi and Ethan Embry and Steve Zahn, a bunch of my favorite actors. And yeah, Steve Zahn was cracking me up throughout the whole thing. And yeah, it's kind of a cheesy movie, and it has a pacing problem at the end, but it's a good film. But you get that song stuck in your head. What song am I talking about? Well, in case you haven't seen the film, and I do recommend it, it's a good family film. It's about a band. It's about these kids in a garage that write a song, and through lots of just chance and coincidence and just good timing, it becomes a hit. And so you have to hear that song, their hit song, a few times during the movie. And that's why I have it stuck in my head now. And I shouldn't have watched it because I knew that was going to happen, but here we are. It could be worse. It could be a hell of a lot worse. And I think everybody listening realizes exactly how bad it could be. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Imagine Kirk Cameron is now listening to the song, and he gets it all greasy.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
Boy, is he going to get it now?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast. Yeah?
Before you start to wipe, little Kirky. Oh, but it doesn't matter, because 1981, Mom only cares about one thing. Does it shine?
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
See, I told you, that's just a 1981 attitude right there. Hey, that shines. Yeah, 1981, Mom. All she cares about is shininess. Does that make any sense to anybody? I mean, don't you care about more important things? Like, I don't know. What could possibly be more important? I don't know. Maybe Black Forest ham. Does anybody have any idea what Black Forest ham is? Oh, hi, Jan. Are you going to explain to us what Black Forest ham is from Kitchen Kitchen?
Have you ever wondered how Black Forest ham is made?
I have.
It's actually made in the Black Forest region of Germany.
Oh, Germany.
The regional specialty is internationally famous, and it is often imitated by pork producers in other parts of the world.
Imitated.
By tradition, Black Forest ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it.
To make
Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic, coriander, juniper pepper, and an assortment of other spices. The ham is allowed to dry cure for 2 weeks before the salt is scraped off, and the ham cures for an additional 2 weeks. During the smoking process, the ham acquires a rich flavor and a deep red color. After smoking, the Black Forest ham is ready for consumption.
Now, this ham is so delicious
that it can be eaten as a main course.
What do you like to do with it?
Or I like to cut it real thin and make it a sandwich out of
You're
it.
You're a genius.
It also is great as a wrap. You can wrap it around fruits for a great snack. Try Black Forest ham at your next party. You will love it.
I think I will. I think I'll have a party just so we can have Black Forest ham. Who wants to come to my Black Forest ham party? No, you know, if I'm going to have a party, If I'm willing to have a Black Forest ham party, but you realize, of course, that this is a political party now. And why are we talking about ham? I've got beef. I've got beef in the refrigerator ready for me to eat. There's no ham. What the hell? This show is going to hell already. But it occurs to me, if we're going to, check in with some of these old chestnuts, we might as well check in with some friends of the Dubious Goals Committee, friends like Luna Lee. So let's see what Luna Lee has been up to recently. I think she's walking like an Egyptian. Oh boy, this could be interesting. Let's check it out. Slap me. Kill me. Hit me. Shoot me with a gun. Oh, I can't take the terrible timing on that. Why are we still going? Oh, look at that move. Wow. Okay. It's all worth it now. Okay, Smiley, what are you doing? Tobe is flabbergasted. Flabbergasted, I say. Okay. Well, let's start at the beginning. I don't think that was quite up to the level of what Luna is normally capable. Although that was lovely. And I don't mean playing or talent-wise. I just mean, technically speaking, that was a little hot. It was a little noisy. She's got the wrong kind of distortion on those silk strings. But regardless, the most important thing to know here is that we got to hear her singing. No, not the walk like an Egyptian line. That was sung by some guy. But she was doing all the hey-o, 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 hey-os, all those. And she was doing them in three-part harmony. And in the video, she does a triple split screen of herself in three different outfits, singing the three different parts in harmony. And she's wearing glasses. Oh, she's got her glasses on. Looks so cute. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, Luna decided to walk like an Egyptian today. And now I don't know what to think about it. Hey. Except I love the glasses. Can't get enough of the glasses. Yeah, and we could sit here and talk about her glasses some more. But I've just realized that we're halfway through the show, and I've got absolutely nothing. I've got nothing for you. Although I was working on some stuff last night. I was working on some synthesizer business last night. I was doing stuff, but I wasn't doing anything for mass consumption. I was just sort of doing, you know, weird Tobe stuff and experiments. I got out my other solar panel, and I was messing around with it, and I did hook it up to the synth for a little while, but it wasn't as good. I thought it would be better. I thought that this much higher quality solar panel would be so much better for doing our magic stuff that, yeah, no. No, it was worse. And even though it had a better range and all this other stuff, I was sad that it did not work out. So I'm plugging some other stuff in right now. It was not good. It was not good. And I had something cool going last night for a while, and then I changed something, and now I have this, which is not what I had before. What if we unplug this? Okay, yeah, so... But this isn't what I had going. Okay, I've got it somehow... Yeah, alright. Basically what's happening is we've got the VCO controlling the sequencer. So it kind of just speeds up and slows down at what would appear to be random times, but is not. Wop 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 wop. It's so wop wop wobby. And so at one point in time I had this set up, it was doing something. What else? I had something hooked up to the filter, but now I don't remember what it was. Was it this? No? Clearly? I don't know, that's neat, whatever that is. So yeah. A little unprepared today in the synthemosizer department. All right, whatever. But yeah, we could drop the LFO on there if we wanted to. Here we go, into the cutoff. I'm really into this idea of controlling the sequencer from some other bizarre sort of source. And so I was thinking I need to build some kind of box where I can set... Wait, yeah, this would be easy to build. This is just a comparator. You've just reinvented the comparator, Tobe. Good job. Well, here's what I'm thinking. You build a comparator, and you have in the box a built-in reference voltage. You just have a battery in the box and a knob where you can set a level. And then you input another level. And if that level is higher than the reference level, then yes, on, or whatever. And then that way I can trigger more weird stuff. Oh, see, yeah, Yeah. Tobe gets ideas for later. Not for right now. Save that idea for later. Right now, I want to redo this thing. We can take that one out. Honk, honk. That needs to be retuned. Okay, now we can add some drums, and we can get this ready. Oh no, the pocket operator's running low on battery. Oh, it had to happen sooner or later. I hope I have some charged up batteries, but in the meantime, let's hit play. Wait, turn on the LFO. Put the LFO on the cutoff, and now hit play. Isn't this fun? Yeah. What else can we hook up? What else can we plug in here? What the? Hey, channel 3 is open. Wait, do we have anything even patched up on here on the Super Collider? We're just using the Super Collider as LFO. Yeah, and it's not doing anything. Except making noise. There it is. Rumbly. I don't know if that's really doing anything for me. Yeah, listen to all this happy, jumpy, bleepy. What the hell's going on? Nobody knows. But it sounds pretty cool. Let's see if we can mess it up. And what I mean by that is, let's do some weird timing tricks. See if we can get some weirdness going here. What do I plug this wire into? Wasn't I doing something like this before? Don't even remember. Oh yeah, that'll mess it up. Although that is technically on the beat. Yeah, this is what you get when you feed once. When you feed one VCO into the other VCO's sequencer to mess up the timing. And if we unplug this, does it come back? You know, it's messed up. But I can press that convenient reset button and it'll come back to me. Now you might be asking, okay, what happens if you plug the LFO into the thing that changes the rhythm? Oh, that's fun too. Because you don't think anything's happening until the LFO hits a certain level. And then it skews the timing. And then as the LFO goes back down, the timing slows back down. I'm having fun. Starting to get chirpy. Uh-oh. I hear chirpy birds. Oh, it's chirpy bird time. Where's Bass Drop Baby? There he is. Doesn't quite work. Oh, those chirpy birds are so chirpy on me, having such a happy, chirpy day. For a second there, I almost had the LFO synced up with the sequence, and it was chopping the phrases off at the end. That was fun. Okay, how can I sync that up? Can I sync the LFO to the little baby sequencer? Maybe. I'd have to take a signal off of it somewhere somehow. Okay, assume we can do that somewhere. Maybe, yeah, I can put that into the LFO reset, right? Yeah, and then we just got to get the timing close enough that nobody notices that it jumps over at strange times when it shouldn't. Who knows? Maybe nobody will notice. Maybe we can get away with doing wacky, weird stuff. Kind of like this. Yeah, I was being Pete Townsend there. Did I sound all Pete Townsend-y right there with my cool ARP 2600? And it's named 2600 because that was the long distance trunk access frequency, and you can hook your synthesizer up to your phone and you can be Captain Crunch the super freaky. Okay, that's weird. Why, when I, is it happening, I slow it down and the drums freak out? Man, whatever. What, just stop. Whatever. Nobody cares. And the reason that nobody cares is because the show's over. You've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs occasionally whenever I can figure out whatever I'm doing at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio, but I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.